for crying out loud. They're part of real country royalty.
Getting to know you.
Oh, yeah. Conway's grandson, Mr. Trey Twitty.
First of all, the slow hand, is that genetically passed down through you to you?
I mean, well, I'm going to say no comment, but, you know, I've never had any complaints, put it that way.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's a bona fide Twitty. I mean, it just can't throw out that line and toss it off with such debonair ease. Because we are, okay, our show, I was trying to explain this to her. We do a That Ain't My Twitty every Tuesday. Because he recorded 7 billion songs,
yeah.
And so many are suggestively titled,
yeah.
As
yeah.
Nobody could, but nobody else could do songs like that.
Nobody else had the, Conway had some kind of special connection to women. He just knew what they were thinking, what they would respond to.
Yeah.
So when he heard a song like Love to Lay You Down,
mm-hmm.
Some people might think it's dirty, but Conway said, no, that's just what people, that's what ladies want to hear, is those yeah. kind of words from their guy, mm-hmm. You know, and most of them don't get that from their guy. So he always said a perfect Conway song. It said, a perfect Conway song says things ladies want to hear, or a perfect Conway song says things guys wants to say to their lady, but it's too macho to say it.
I love this.
So that was what he he wanted to have songs that if a guy was, you know, had these feelings about a woman, but he just couldn't say it because he's too, you know, guy, too much testosterone, just play a Conway song and say, honey, this is what I'm thinking. And she gets it because what Conway says, he's in tune with them, you know.
And he had that panache, that flair, that ability all the way from the jump in his rockabilly days,
absolutely.
Late 50s.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people don't talk about that a lot, but, you know, Conway, 1958, he was one of the first rock and roll stars, the first generation Sun Records, rockabilly. And, you know, Conway, Elvis, Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, these are the guys that the Beatles and the Stones listened to when they were in high school. So he's such a huge country icon that people just forget that he was the first generation rock and roll that spawned all these other bands that came after him. He should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
Oh, I think absolutely, right?
Yeah.
I second that.
Yeah.
But we do that Ain't My Twitty. And of the billions of songs he did, we will give listeners an option, 3 song titles, one of which we made up. The other two are very much real.
Yeah. There's a song that I like that was their album cut. It's called I Was the First.
Yeah.
Listen to the song called I Was the First.
Okay. See this, and I love this, as far as our show narrative, our search for things that aren't our Twitty has actually led us to the thing that is 100% for the first time, a Twitty. And that would be you, sir. So this is the end of our Indiana Jones temple run right here.
Absolutely.
We've made it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the contest ends from here now. Okay. I don't know what the epilogue is.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it.
It's an existential crisis you just being here today has done for our show.
Yeah, there you go.
It's KB and Marlee.